Here is Travel Writers Radio News for this week. International aid agency Oxfam says survivors of the Indonesian earthquake and tsunami of September 28 must join long queues just to obtain clean water. Thousands who are sleeping outdoors at night also must endure 35-degree temperatures during the day and are desperate for water, but the emergency distribution system is under strain around Palu. Long queues of people appear next to the water truck and many have to queue several times a day as they do not have suitable containers in which to store water. With 70,000 evacuees and too few toilets in makeshift camps, Oxfam warns that there is a risk of waterborne disease spreading. They have brought in water treatment equipment that can produce 20 litres of clean water per minute from a borehole. That's enough for around 500 people a day. But more equipment is due shortly that will increase capacity by six times. Meanwhile, a new quake measuring 5.2 struck yesterday as the death toll from the initial disaster approaches 2,000. A study has found that more than 250 people have died taking selfies over the past 6 years. A group of public medical colleges based in New Delhi analysed news reports of 259 selfie-related deaths from October 2011 to November 2017 and published their findings in the Journal of Family Medicine and Primary Care. The leading cause of death was drowning, followed by incidents involving transportation, for example, taking a selfie in front of an oncoming train, and falling from heights. Other causes of selfie-related deaths include animals, firearms, and electrocution. The selfie deaths have become a major public health problem, said the study's lead author. India recorded the highest number of fatal selfie incident deaths in the world, and 85% of victims were aged between 10 and 30. The world's most visited cities have been ranked, with Bangkok beating out London and Paris. The Thai capital attracted 20.5 million international overnight visitors, London 19.83 million and Paris 17.44 million in a ranking of 162 global cities. The ranking was by MasterCard, which also tracks daily spending. Bangkok visitors spent on average US $173, London 153 and Paris 301 daily. Dubai tops the list of pricey destinations, recording an average daily spend of $537 a day. Now, top three destinations for Australian visitors were number one USA, number two Indonesia and number three Thailand. And the expenditure of outbound Australian visitors grew by an average of 7.4% over the past 8 years to a total of $14,247 million US dollars last year. The Seoul Metropolitan Government plans to attract 50 million tourists a year to the South Korean capital, with initiatives including 20 must-visit attractions and tourism products related to the demilitarized zone. Other moves include a Seoul travel voucher for temporary workers, individuals with disabilities and for low-income groups. The projects are part of the city's effort to respond to a growing demand for work-life balance and also to shed the city's image as a low-cost shopping destination. The mid- to long-term development plan from Seoul will run from 2019 to 2023 and will cost over 721 billion Korean won or 895 million Australian dollars. Seoul hopes to attract 23 million international tourists and 27 million domestic visitors, reducing reliance on the international market for Korean pop culture. And the beach made famous by Leonardo DiCaprio's year 2000 movie, The Beach, has been closed by Thai authorities because of ecological damage caused by tourists. Maya Bay, with its white sand and turquoise waters on Phi Phi Island, has been closed since June. However, local experts say it now needs more time for its corals and coastline to recover. So the bay will remain closed for as long as it takes the ecosystem to recover. And that's Travel Writers Radio News for this week.